at 9:30. Ed will update the forecast in a few minutes. With AM 580 News, I'm Jeff Bossert. An Illinois Department of Corrections spokesman says a study in which the department spent almost $500,000 is wrong. The study found that the Pontiac Correctional Center, which Governor Rod Blagojevich wants to close, could be made up to date for less than $6 million. It also cites a need for an estimated 2,700 more inmate spaces by 2016. Pontiac Mayor Scott McCoy believes the support vindicates his claim that the prison in his city should stay open.
It makes no sense to close Pontiac. We need more prisons, not fewer.
McCoy reiterated his fear that closing the prison would hurt the city. The prison is Pontiac's second largest employer.
They would literally have to leave the community because they would have to go where that job is. It's not like they can just pick up and do another job somewhere in town.
The Department of Corrections has had the results of a study for nearly a year, but only recently released it. Spokesman Derek Schnapp says it didn't take into account programs designed to keep freed inmates from committing more crimes. The DOC also says closing Pontiac would save the state money. 15th District Congressman Tim Johnson says he'll be a reliable no vote when the House considers a bailout plan for banks and investment firms. Johnson says he remains highly suspicious of the proposal to have the federal government buy up to $700 billion in mortgage-backed securities from firms that face bankruptcy.
It's not so much the dollar figure, although that's overwhelming. Simply the principle and the underlying concept of what I think that does to our system, and essentially to our expectations and our way of life.
Johnson says increased oversight of the financial sector could be one alternative for Congress. He says though the nation's economic situation is dire, he's not sure of impending calamity if Congress doesn't approve a bailout. Johnson believes it would send the wrong message to investors that the federal government protected the bad decisions of Wall Street investors with taxpayers' money. The parents of two girls allegedly abused by a teacher have filed a lawsuit in McLean County Circuit Court against the Normal School District, district officials, and the now-jailed teacher. The lawsuit was filed Thursday on behalf of two girls who were in John White's first-grade class in 2003 and 2004 at Colleen Host Elementary School in Normal. White is now serving a 60-year prison term after admitting he sexually abused young girls in Urbana and Normal schools. White also taught at Thomas Paine Elementary in Urbana. The lawsuit contends White committed sexual misconduct and school officials failed to report misconduct that he had brought to their attention. Unit 5 officials in the Normal Thursday referred questions to lawyer Tamara Hackman of Urbana, who declined comment, saying she hasn't seen the 23-count lawsuit, which seeks more than $50,000 in punitive damages. FBI investigators are back looking for more clues at the suburban Chicago Lane Bryant store, where five people, including an Indiana woman, were shot to death in February. The FBI won't comment, but Tinley Park Police Commander Phil Velios says the return to the store is to make sure the investigators haven't missed anything. He says perhaps a fresh look at the scene of the shootings might yield some evidence that investigators missed before. No arrests have been made in the shootings as authorities have looked for links to the shootings, to a killing on Chicago's south side, as well as possible connections with crimes in Michigan, Nevada, and the Chicago suburb of Dalton. Some University of Illinois faculty members say they're concerned that a new memo goes too far when it comes to expressing political views while on the job. The newsletter from the U of I's ethics office says faculty and staff can't wear campaign buttons or even attend rallies on university time. The U of I has indicated that it doesn't intend to police such activities, but English professor Kerry Nelson, who's also national president of the American Association of University Professors, says he's still concerned.
They did say that they were marking activities that faculty and staff should consider to be unethical. So that's a pretty strong warning to faculty and staff not to do these things, even if they wouldn't be enforced. And of course, that they wouldn't be enforced now doesn't mean that they wouldn't be enforced 2 years from now.
Nelson says the memo has several flaws. He cites one example, saying if a political science or sociology class were asked to attend a political rally as part of their studies, the policy would prohibit their instructor from attending. Nelson says he's consulted with other university administrators and says this policy appears to be the first of its kind. U of I President Joseph White addressed it at this week's annual faculty meeting, saying on Monday that common sense will prevail. Nelson has distributed a statement to other faculty citing problems with the ethics policy. He's hoping to hear a response from U of I ethics officers soon. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
WILL weather is made possible by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden. Serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959, Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
9:35, we check in with Ed Kieser for a look at the weekend forecast, and plenty to go on, Ed, this weekend, and nice conditions for it.
Yeah, it's going to be a great weekend. If you go out to, say, market at the square, WILL, we'll have a table there tomorrow, and the weather will be good for them. Everybody, all the vendors out there, there's been many weeks this year where on Saturday morning, at least at some point, it's rained, but we're not anticipating any rain at all tomorrow morning. And the weekend should be generally dry, if not completely dry, around here. On Sunday, as a front approaches, a couple of widely scattered showers are possible across northern Illinois, but at this point, it looks like most of us are going to just stay dry until maybe late Monday afternoon or Monday night when a cold front approaches. There's a weather system.